Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Vayera. That's Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Aleph, and the pasuk says Vayiachar Avram Elo. Is after those Dvarim Valakim Nisos Avram, and Hashem tested Avram. Vayomer Love Avram. Vayomer Hineni. He said to him Avram, and he said, "Here I am." Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Aleph. Achar Dvarim Elo. Yesh Marbasinu Ayrim. Some Chazal say Achar Dvarim Shal Satan. It was after the Dvarim, after the words of the Satan. Shoyim Akachik Vayomer. He accused and he said, "Mikol Suda Shas Avram. Every Suda that Avram made, Lo Hikrav Vanecha Par Echad Ayal Echad. He never even brought one carbon in front of you." Amalei, Hashem said to him, "Klomas El Bishvil B'nai." He only did it for his son. Ilu Yisi Amalei, if I told him, "Zevach HaSev B'fanai," you should bring your son in front of me as a carbon. Lehi Ma'akev, he would not do that. And therefore Hashem said, "Okay, now you have to bring Yitzchak as a carbon." V'yeshayim, some say, "Acher Dvarav Shal Yishmael." It was actually after the words of Yishmael. Shayim Espar Al Yitzchak, he was trying to be greater than Yitzchak Shemal Ben Yud Gimel Shan Voy Micha. He said, "I got a bris milah at 13 years old and I didn't say anything." Amalei Yitzchak, Yitzchak told him, "Be'ever Echad Atam Yareini," you're trying to show that you're better than me in one aver and one limb of your body. Ilu Amrli Akash Baruch, if Hashem tells me, Zvachat Smachalafanai, that you should sacrifice yourself in front of me, Lo Yisim Akev, I wouldn't not do that. And here we see that Hashem says to Avram, "Okay, you have to sacrifice Yitzchak." Hineni, here I am, says Avram. Kachyan Yosem Shal Chasidim. This is what pious people answer. Lashen Anavhu is an expression of humility, Lashen Zimun, and a Lashen of preparedness. Back to Chomish Pasuk Beis, by Yomer, and he said to him, Kachnaz Bincha, please take your son, as Yechidcha, your only one, Asher Haftu, the one that you love, as Yitzchak, Yitzchak. Velechachal Erta Maria, go to the land of Maria, Vealeyu Shom La'ilah, and bring him up there as an oilo alachad arim on top of one of the mountains asher mayer lecha that I'm going to tell you about. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk beis kachna ain na eloshen bakasha na is an expression of please. He's asking him. Amar loy bakasha mimcha. I beg of you. I'm asking you. Amayli b'zah nisayin. Please stand strong in this nisayin, in this test. Shelo yaimrus, that the others won't say harishayin is lohei behen mamish, that all the earlier tests are not really worthwhile. He didn't really mean them seriously because he wasn't able to withstand the last one. Hashem told him as bincha your son. So amar loy Avram responded him shnei banim yashli. I have two sons. Amar loy so Hashem told him, "Esichidcha, your only son." Amrulai, "Zeyachad li'imai v'zeyachad li'imai." Each one is the only son to his mother. Amrulai, he told him, "Asher hafta, the one that you love." So Amrulai, Avram said back to Hashem, "Shnei hamaniyayev, I love both of them." Amrulai, so he finally said, "It's Yitzchak, you should take Yitzchak." And v'lomulai gil le'mitchila, why didn't he just tell him right from the offset, "Just take Yitzchak"? That's shaloi la'abravay pisaim, not to confuse him suddenly v'tazuach da'ati al v'titarf, and all of a sudden he's just going to be confused and right away say, "Oh, take Yitzchak." Uchadei l'chabev al v'samitzah, in order to make the mitzvah more cherished to him. V'litim le'yischarel kol divur dibur, to give him schar for every single thing he told him. He said, "Take him to Eretz HaMeiria, Yerushalayim." That's referring to Yerushalayim. And v'chem b'divrei Yom, it says, "Live nice as Beis Hashem Yerushalayim b'har HaMeiria." And Rabbi Seinu Pirshu Chazal explained, "Al Shem Shem Yisham Hayra Yetzal Yisrael." Since teaching and ruling comes forth to Klal Yisrael, Hayra is Lashon Meiria Hayra. Va'unklas Tirgam Al Shem Avayis HaKetayres. Unklas translates it because it comes from the word of the Ketayres. Sheish by Mar. There's a spice called Mar in the Ketayres, and also Ner and Shar B'samim, other B'samim as well. It's called HaMeiria because of the Mar that's in the Ketayres. Hashem did not tell him to shecht Yitzchak. Hashem didn't want him to shecht him. Just to bring him on top of the mountain, to bring him as a oila. And once he brought him onto the mountain, he said, "Now you should take him down." He said, "Take him to one of the mountains." Hashem makes tzaddikim wait. And only afterwards he tells them what his intentions are. And all this is to increase their reward. He didn't tell him specifically which mountain, because he wanted to give Avram more schar. And v'chein el arz asher eka, and v'chein b'yayinu kral el sakriya. So back to Chomish Pasuk Gimel. V'ayashkim Avram b'biker. Avram woke up early in the morning. V'ayachavash his chamerei, and he saddled his donkey. V'aykachas shnei nar vitoi. He took his two lads with him. V'ayis Yitzchak b'nai, and Yitzchak his son. V'ayvaka etzei oila, and he split the wood for the oila. V'ayakam v'ayelech, and he got up and he went. El malkam asher amar lo elikim, to the place where Hashem told him. Let's see Rashi v'yir Pasuk Gimel. V'ayashkim, he woke up early in the morning. Nizdar's lemitzvah. He wanted to be full of alacrity for the mitzvah. That's how he woke up early. V'ayachavash hu ba'atzma. He saddled the donkey himself. He didn't command one of his servants to do it. Because love interrupts the normative way of doing things. And even though it's not normal that Avram would saddle a donkey, since he was so excited to do the mitzvah, he saddled it himself. As Shnei Na'arv, he took his two lads. Who are these two lads? Yishmael and Eliezer. This is referring to Yishmael and Eliezer. Why is it that he had to take two? Someone who's important, like Avram Avinu, he's not allowed to go out with less than two people with him. If one of them has to use the restroom, he has to relieve himself and he goes far away, he has someone at least with him at all times. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dalad. She was the third day. And Avram raised up his eyes and he saw the place from afar. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalad. Why is that Hashem delayed? Why didn't he show it to him right away? That's Kedesh L'Yomrus, that people shouldn't say that he confused him suddenly, he just showed him the place right away and Avram was confused. And if he had a little bit bit of time just to sit on it and to think about it, he wouldn't have done it. That's why Hashem gave him 3 days. He saw the place. How did he know that this was the mountain? He saw that there was a cloud right on top. It was like connected to the mountain, so he knew it was that mountain. Back to Chumash Pasuk, Avram said to his lads, you should stay here with the chamar, with the donkey, and I and the lad, referring to Yitzchak, we're going to go until here, and then we're going to bow down, and we're going to return to you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, what does that mean? Klaimar, meaning to say, derech muot, we're just going to travel a little bit, to the place that's in front of us. And the Medrash explains, I'm going to show him the place where Hashem told me, that's why he said, ad kai, I'm going to go up until kai, that's where Hashem told me, kai yezaracha, so is going to be all your offspring. Evin Ashuva, he said, we are going to return to you. He didn't say, I'm going to return to you. Nisnabe sheyeshuvu shnehem, he just had nevua that both of them were going to return. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, vayikach Avram esatzeya oila, Avram took the wood for the oila, vayasam al Yitzchak benai, and he put them on Yitzchak his son, vayikach biyadai, and he took in his hands, as ha'esh ves ha'machelas, the fire and the knife, vayelchu shnehem yachtav, and they went together. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, ha'machelas, sakin, this is the knife. Why is it called a machelas? Al shem she'achelas es habasar, because it eats the meat, meaning it cuts into meat. K'ma detema v'char b'toicha basar. And also it's called machelas, she'machsher es basar l'achila, it prepares the food for eating, it prepares the meat for eating. You're only allowed to eat it after you use the knife by shechting the animal. Davar acher, another way of understanding, is zois nikras machelas. This specific knife was called a machelas, al shem she'yisrael eichen matan schara, because Klal Yisrael, we, so to speak, eat the reward for this knife that Avram was going to use to shecht his son. V'yelchu shneim yachtav, Rashi said, they went together. Avram, he knew that he was going to shecht his son. He went with as much desire and happiness as Yitzchak was going. Yitzchak had no idea what was going on. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Yitzchak al Avram Aviv, and Yitzchak said to Avram his father, Vayomer Avi, and he said, Father, Vayomer, and he said, Hineni bini, here I am, my son. Vayomer, and he said, Hinei esh ve'etzim, here is the wood and the fire, Vayasel Ayla, but where's the sheep for the Ayla? So Vayomer Avram said, Elikim yirlei hasel Ayla bini, Hashem is going to show us the sheep for the Ayla, my son. Vayelchu shneim yachtav, and then they went together. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, yirlei haseh, klaimar, meaning to say, yirav yivchar lei haseh, he's going to see and he's going to choose for us who the sheep is going to be. And vim ein seh, if there is no sheep, la'ayla bini, so then my son is going to be the Ayla. And va'afal pi shehevin Yitzchak shuha elech l'shachet, and even though now Yitzchak understood that he was going to be shechted, vayelchu shneim yachtav, they still went together, b'leiv shaveh, they both had the same approach and they both were excited and they went with the same heart together to do this. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, vayavayu el makayim, and they came to the place asher amar lo elikim, that Hashem told him, vayivin sham Avram esam mizbeach, Avram built the mizbeach, vayaroich es ha'yitzim, and he arranged the wood, vayakoyd es Yitzchak benai, and he bound Yitzchak his son, vayasam oisei al mizbeach, and he put him al mizbeach, mimalo etzim, on top of the wood. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, vayakoyd, yadav raglav machayrav, he put his hands and feet behind him, vayadayim raglayim biyachid, the hands and feet are bound together, hi akeda, that's considered akeda, that's what means binding. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, vayishlach Avram es yaday, Avram stretched out his hand, vayikach es ha'machelos, and he took the knife, l'shchait es benai, to shecht his son, vayikra ilov malach Hashem and Hashemayim, and a malach of Hashem called out him from Shemayim, vayoymer Avraham Avraham, and he said, Avraham twice, Avraham Avraham, vayoymer hineni, he said, here I am, vayoymer, and he said, al tishlach yod chalanar, do not outstretch your hand against the lad, va'al taslaim u'ma, do not do anything to him, ki ato yadati, because now I know, ki yirei alikim ato, that you fear Hashem, v'loi chasach tes bincha, esichilicha mimeni, and you didn't withhold your son, your only one, from me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Avraham Avraham, l'shayin chibahu, this is an expression of endearment, shekaifal shmoy, because he doubled his name. Pasuk Yud Bezin Rashi, al tishlach lishchat, don't stretch out your hand to shechtim. So Amar Lai, Avram said, im kain, if so, l'chino basi l'kan, I've come here for nothing, what was the point? Esabai chabala, let me just make a little bit of a wound, v'aitzi mimenu me'at dam, and let me just get a little bit of blood. Amar Lai, he said, al tas leim u'ma, don't do anything to him, al tas bai mum, don't make any sort of blemish. Ki ato yedati, because now I know. Amar Rabbi Abba explains, Amar Lai Avram said, afresh l'fanecha sichasi, you know what, let me present my case to you. Esmael Amartali, yesterday you told me, ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara, that through Yitzchak, he's going to be your offspring. Then v'chazarat v'amarta, you told me, kachna es bincha, take your son and shecht him. Achshavata Amarli, now you're telling me, al tishlach yod chalanar, don't stretch your hand out against him, what do you want me to do? Amarli Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, lo yachal brisi, umaitza sasai lo yashane, I'm not going to change what I said, everything's going to be as it is. K'shamarti l'cha, when I told you, kach, that you should take him, umaitza sasai lo yashane, I'm not going to change anything that came out of my lips. Lo yamarti l'cha shchatehu, I never told you to shecht him, elaha aleyu, I said, bring him up. Asakte, you brought him up on top of the mountain, you put him on the mizbech, achase, so now you should take him down. Ki atu yadati, me'ata yeshli ma'lo hashiv, now I know to respond, l'satan ul'umas hatmeyim, to the Satan and all the nations, Mahi Chibasi Atzlecha, they're all wondering, why is it that I love you so much? Now I know what to tell them. Yeshli Pischem Pe'achshav, I have an opening. Shirayim, they see, Ki Yireli Kim Ata, that you are a God-fearing man. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayisa Avraham Aseinov, Avram raised his eyes, Vayaren Yisav, Hinei Ayol, and there was a ram, Achar, afterwards, Nechaz Basvach Bekarnov, caught up in the thicket in its thorns. Vayelech Avram Vaykachsa Ayol, Avram went and he took this ram, Vayalei Ulaila, Tachas Benoy, and he brought his Ayla in place of his son. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vahinei Ayol, Muchan Ahayol, Kach Misheshes Mebereshes, it was actually prepared for this from already the 6 days of creation. Achar, what's this lashon of Achar, afterwards? Acharesh Amalei Malach, after the Malach told him, Al Tishlach Yodcha, don't stretch your hand out, don't kill Yitzchak, Ra'ok Shu Nechaz, then he saw that it was caught up in the thicket. Vushim Targaminon, Uzakaf Avram, Yasei Nahu Basar Elohim, Basvach, it was caught up in Elon in a thicket in a tree, the Karnav in its horns, Shai Rasa Eitzel Avram, it was running towards Avram, Vasatan Seifchaim Arvaz Beilonis, and the Satan was the one that pushed it off to the side and got it all tangled up in the thicket. Tachas Benai, Rashi asks, Me'achasha Kasav Ayaleu La'ila, once the Pasuk says that he brought as Ayla, Lechasar Amikra Klum, we're not missing anything that we're understanding. Ma'o Tachas Benai, why is it that we have to say he brought as Ayla in place of his son? Once he brought as an Ayla, of course it was in place of his son. So it must be by emphasizing Tachas Benai in place of his son, that means, I'll call Avaida Sha'ase Menu, every Avaida, the whole service that he did with it, Haimispal Va'imer, he davened and he said, Yi Ratzain, it should be your will, Shetahe Zuki Ilu Yasu Bini, as if I did this to my son. Kilu Bini Shachut, as if I shechted my son, Kilu Dame Zark, as if I sprinkled its blood. Kilu Bini Mufshat, as if I had flayed my own son, Kilu Hu Niktar, as if he's being burned, Benasa Deshen, and become ashes. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yadalid. Vayikra Avraham Shem Moke Mahu Hashem Yireh, Avram called the name of that place, Hashem Yireh, Asher Yomer Hayoim, as it is said this day, Behar, on the mountain, Hashem Yireh, Hashem will be seen. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yadalid. Hashem Yireh, Pshute Kitar Guma, this is the simple understanding, Hashem Yivchar, Vyir Ulayas Hamokem Azeh, Hashem is going to choose and he's going to take this place, Lahashriz Bashchi Nasi, Lahakiv Khan Karbanos, to rest his Shechina here and to bring Karbanos here. Asher Yomer Hayoim, Shiyomer Lime Hadaris Olive, they're going to say in all the future generations on this place, Behar Zeh Yireh Akash Baruch Hu La'amai, on this mountain Hashem appeared to his nation. Hayoim, Hayoim Hasidim, meaning all the future days, Kamai Ad Hayoim Azeh, up until this day, Shebuchal Amikra, Shekal Adar Sabayim Hakarim Samikra Azeh, all the future generations, when they read this Pasuk, Aymrim, they're going to say, Ad Hayoim Azeh, Al Hayoim Sha'im Dimbai. And Medrash Haggadah, the Medrash explains, Hashem Yireh Akedah Zu L'Sleich L'Yisrael B'chal Shana, Hashem is going to see this Akedah every single year, and he's going to use it to forgive Klal Yisrael, Ulat Silam and Aparanus, and to save them from punishment, Kedei She'yomer Hayoim Hazeh B'chal Adar Sabayim, so this day is going to be said in all future generations, Behar Hashem Yireh Efrei Shel Yitzchak Tzavur V'Oim L'Chapara, Hashem is going to see the ashes of Yitzchak as if they're gathered and they're there for Kapara, for atonement for Klal Yisrael. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Vayikra Malach Hashem El Avraham Sheinis Min HaShemayim, and the Malach of Hashem called out to Avram a second time from Shemayim. Vayir, when he said, Bi Nishbati, by myself I swear, Nu'um Hashem says Hashem, Ki Yan Asher Asi says Devar Hazeh, because you did this thing, V'loi Chasachtes Binchas Yichidecha, and you didn't withhold your son, your only one, Ki Varech Avarechecha, for I will surely bless you, V'harbo Arbe Zarecha K'chavi HaShemayim, and I will surely increase your offspring like the stars of the heaven, V'chachayel Asher Asfas Hayom, and the sand which is by the sea, V'yirash Zarecha, and your offspring will inherit Eis Shar Oivav, the gate of its enemy. V'zbaruchu Bazarecha, Kol Goyei Haaretz, and all the nations of the land shall bless themselves through your offspring, Ekev Asher Shamata B'Koyli, because you listened to my voice. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Barech Avarechecha, Achas La'av, Achas La'bein. We have a double lashon of blessing over here, one for the father, one for the son, and V'harba Arbe, we have a double lashon over here also, Achas La'av, Achas La'bein, one for the father, one for the son. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayoshav Avraham El Na'arav, Avram now returned to his lads, Vayakumu, Vayelchu Yachtav El Be'er Shava, and they got up and they went together to Be'er Shava, Vayeshav Avram Be'er Shava, and Avram dwelled in Be'er Shava. Vayhi Achri Advar Me'ele, it was after these things, Vayu got Avram Le'mar, and was told to Avram saying, Hine Yalda Milka Gam Hi Banim L'char Achicha, Milka, she also had children to Nachar, your brother, as Utz B'chayr, Ves Boz Achiv, Utz the firstborn, and Boz his brother, Ves Kumuel Avi Aram, and Kumuel, who is the father of Aram, Ves Kesed, and Ves Chazoy, Ves Pildash, Ves Yidlof, Ves Besuel, all these were born to her, and who Besuel Yalad is Rivka, Besuel had Rivka, Shmoina Elo Yalda Milka, these eight children were had by Milka, Lenachar Achi Aram, to Nachar, the brother of Aram, Opilag Shai, Ushma Ruma, and his Pilegesh, his concubine, her name was Ruma, Batelud Gamhi, she also had Es Tevach, Ves Gacham, and Ves Tachash, Ves Macha. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Chaf. Acharei hadvarim ha'eleh v'yugad, b'shuvi mehar mayriya haya Avram mehar v'aymer. When he was returning from Har Mayriya, Avram was thinking to himself, and he said, Ilu haya b'ni shachot kvar, if my son was shechted, haya haylich b'lay banim, he would have left this world without children. Haya li la'asiye ishim b'nais aner eshkol mamre, I have to go find him a wife now from the daughters of aner eshkol mamre. Bisra kosh baruchu, so now Hashem told him, shanol de Rivka bazugai, that Rivka was born, and she was going to be his soulmate. V'zehu, and that's understanding of acharei hadvarim. Devarim Ha'ela, after these Devarim, Herhurei Devarim Shehayu Al-Yedei Akedah, these words that he was thinking about because of the Akedah, Gamhi, also her, why is it the Pasuk says that she also had children? Afi Hishvasa Mishpachasela Mishpachas Avram Gam Kain, she also had the same amount of kids as the family of Avram. Ma Avram Yud Beis Shvatim Shiatsum Yaakov, just like Avram is going to have 12 Shvatim that came from Yaakov, Ches B'nei HaGviras V'dal B'nei HaShvachas, there was 8 that came from the main wives, that's Rachel and Leah, and 4 that came from the Shvachas, Af Elu, these also, Ches B'nei Gviras, we have 8 kids that came from the main wife, and V'dal B'nei Pilegesh, 4 that came from the Pilegesh, from the concubine. And Rashi Pasuk Chav Gimel, Besuel, Yaladas Rivka, Rashi tells us, Kol Yuchsan Alalu Loi Nechtevu Ela B'Shvil Pasuk Zeh, the only reason why we have all these people's names mentioned, the only reason why it's important is to know that Besuel had Rivka, because Rivka was Yitzchak's soulmate, and she was going to marry Yitzchak, and that's the only reason why we have all these other Pesukim. With this, we finish Parshas Vayera. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.